Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Let's check in with our friends downriver right now. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Board of Commissioners representative from District 7 down in the southern part of St. Clair County, Bill Graytop. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I got a message for you, by the way.
Okay.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wow.
That goes to you from your friend Duke Dunn, myself, and everybody on the board. We all think you're a special person.
Well, that's so nice. I've been out at it. It is my birthday. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Kind of a different year for celebrating birthdays and other milestones, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, I don't know. I feel for the people that have gone through. I've been fortunate. I haven't had anybody close to me that's been sick. I haven't had to go to a hospital to see anybody.
Yeah.
But I feel for the people that are facing those types of situations. I know somebody, our fire chief down here in Algonac had the virus and was in the hospital, and his wife and his kids could not go in and see him. So he was in there fighting alone. He's doing real well, by the way. So
good. Yeah, that's one of the hardest things about this. But, in spite of all that, and we talked to Jeff Boehm yesterday, actually, here on the program about, some of the exciting projects going on around the county. This has been, despite coronavirus, a pretty good year for St. Clair County, hasn't it?
It really has. I know that everything that Jeff talked about yesterday, in fact, I listened to him, and I talked to him last night. He said, "Geez, you wouldn't even let Paul get a word in edgewise last night." He said, "Well, I was really pushing the Art Van Wrigley Center project, which is really on the top of our list of things to get done right now. You know, a combination of Blue Meets Green and the county commissioners and the community foundation. Everybody is behind these types of projects. And even though, as you just mentioned, Paul, that there is a lot of sadness and sickness out there right now, we are still, as a board, pushing forward for the betterment of the entire county."
Well, as you have been for many years, how many years have you been on the board, Bill?
I'm just wrapping up my 10 years, Paul. I've got about 6 weeks to go. I've got two meetings left. I'm out there in the process right now of saying goodbye to all my newfound friends, if you will. I'm talking to them on a regular basis. Some of them I'm gone to visit. Not that I won't see them again, but I really want to thank the people that have allowed me to do the job that I have done. I like to think I did a good job. Most people say I will be missed. I hope they're sincere with that. I'm sure they are. I've met an awful lot of people. My Rolodex is three times the size as it was before I came on this job. So it's been absolutely wonderful. I mean, just guys like you and Scott and the people in your office. I didn't know you guys before this sort of stuff. And look at the friendship that we've formed. Look what you did down at the Algonac Lions Pickerel Tournament, Paul.
Well, I'll tell you, I look forward to being back there again, hopefully next year, because you put on a heck of a program down there. That's really neat stuff. As you look back on your 10 years on the county board, Bill, what do you look at as, accomplishments, things that that you and the board were able to do in the last 10 years?
Well, when I ran for county commissioner, I had two things on my platform that I was preaching to the people and telling them. Number one was that I would get the south end of the county recognized. There are an awful lot of people in the county, and this is not a slam on anybody, it's just a geographic thing, that they thought that the county stopped at 26 Mile Road. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that it went below that point. And I said that I would get it recognized, and that was part of my platform. And I believe, in all honesty, I have done that. Every time I come on your show, you talk about the south end of the county. We talk about what's going on in Algonac and Clay and China and Marine City and Cotterville, places that, the rest of the county may not even be aware of.
Yeah.
So that was one of my things, and I think I did accomplish that. The other thing that I had said, and it was kind of a reach at the time, was that we needed a convention center. And I didn't think we needed a Cobo Hall size. I thought we needed a small convention center in Port Huron, because geographically, when you take two interstates and they end at one point in downtown Port Huron, and you come across that bridge from Sarnia, you're in a very, very good place for a small convention center. When you take a town the size of Port Huron with its 30,000 plus people, but you end your freeway right there. It's easy for people to get there. You can be over in Lansing, get on the freeway. When it ends, just keep going straight and you're going to hit it. I mean, it can't get any easier than that. And if you're in Chicago and you jump on a train, you come over here, you're within a mile of a mile and a half of the convention center. You can't get any better. So those were two of the things that I really tried to do. Probably though, the convention center was a big project. Really, really happy with the way that turned out. The other thing that took me a long time, probably 8 years to get to near completion, and that's the South End County Park. You know, I've talked about this so many times, Paul.
Yep.
From my house to Columbus, which was the closest park at the time, was 28 miles. And that's not right for the people that are, you know, down this way. And it took about 8 years of long, hard work. And we will be going to Lansing before the end of December for the grant awards that the DNR will do so that we get that grant money to do that. If that piece of it comes together, which I'm assuming it probably will, Mark Brochu does a good job of writing those grants, then I can leave office knowing that I've accomplished something that I really, really wanted to get done.
Yeah, that's definitely a big deal. This Board of Commissioners has been a pretty cohesive group, too. I mean, you guys have all worked together very well for the betterment of the county without necessarily regard to, you know, obviously you're looking out for your district and each commissioner is looking out for their particular territory, but it's really all about the betterment of St. Clair County.
Absolutely, Paul, and it's one of the things that we had mentioned many, many times is that a commissioner wears a minimum of two hats. You are elected by the people of District 7. My job is to serve the people of District 7. My job is also to serve the entire community of St. Clair County, because I do, you know, one-seventh of my vote goes for this area down here, but I've also got to take into account what happens in Yale, what happens in Port Huron, what happens in KPAC, Riley Township. Any of these places that are part of the county rely on the seven commissioners to come together and to serve their needs, whatever they happen to be.
As you look forward, obviously you're not going to be on the commission anymore, but just kind of looking out the next few years, what are some of the big, I don't know, challenges or opportunities facing St. Clair County?
Probably the Edison construction project is one of the bigger ones right now. When I say big, I'm talking, you know, bigger than, say, a million-dollar project. Because what's going to happen up there, by 2030, they want to close down the other coal-fired power plant. That's still going to mean there's going to be another plant needed somewhere. And we have, in St. Clair County, several things going for us to get another plant here. We have the infrastructure all in place. If you go to the property that Detroit Edison has down there, there's plenty of property to put up another structure. There is plenty of natural gas that is coming. They just finished that Nexus pipeline not too long ago. Comes all the way from the Utica shale fields in Pennsylvania, and brings that that really inexpensive natural gas over here to fire a plant. ITC has all the power lines in place. Whatever it is that we need, the roads, everything is set there. And the other thing that really gives us a notch up on everybody else is we are a very, very friendly utility company. We are very, we love the utilities here. The top five taxpayers pay more taxes than almost anybody else in this county. It's unbelievable. And when you think about how they support our area and support our schools and in the infrastructure, the money that we need, the money that we get from Detroit Edison, consumers, and ITC and Enbridge, all of these utilities, they pay a huge bill. If they weren't paying what they are paying, Paul, you'd be paying more taxes, and so would I.
Yeah, no,
that's something that we need to think about. You know, we're going to maybe want to tear down the old plant down there by the river. They've got to shutter a new one. We've got to get a new one started. You know, I don't know if you remember or not, but when we were in the doldrums back a few years ago, you had asked me on the radio show, Bill, what can we do to get, you know, more money, the tax base back up where it needs to be?
Yeah.
And I said to you at the time, I said, there's two things you can do. Everybody can go sell their house to somebody else, and that will free up that tax base and move it up where it should be.
Yeah.
Or the other would be to get a $1 billion infusion. Well,
son of a gun, how about that?
Here comes a $1 billion infusion.
Yeah.
So Wonderful things. But, you know, a lot of the things, Paul, that, you know, you asked me about some of the things that I've done, and I'm not going to go down a list of things, but what I can tell you is, you know, it's great to bring in a convention, it's great to get a South End County Park, but what about that one phone call I got from somebody that said, I've got this issue and I've got this problem, and I say, hang on a minute, and I call somebody and I put them together, and the guy calls me back and says, thank you so much, Commissioner, for what you did for me. You know, I got a call from a guy one day, and this just kind of sticks in my mind here. He had built a house along a county drain, and he built it in the easement, but he was told to build it there by the building department, and that he was within the right area to build this house. So he goes to hook up the gas line. The gas company comes out and says, we can't hook it up. You're in the easement. You're in the right-of-way here from this county drain. And he said, no, they said I could build here. Well, county drains are normally 100 feet wide, 50 feet from center of drain both ways. Well, in this one spot, for some reason, it was 100 feet wide. So here's this builder building a new house, and he's built it in the wrong spot.
Oh, boy.
Now, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
And I called immediately. I called Bob Wiley out at the drain office. Bob was just getting off an airplane at Metro Beach, and he says, I'll stop by on the way home. He called me later that afternoon, and Bob had worked out a deal. He didn't need the 100 feet each way. He only needed 50, and they put together a legal document that gave that changed that easement, and that guy built that house, didn't have to move it. He called me up. He was almost crying. He was so happy. Paul, nobody knows I did that, except Bob and that guy and me. Well, now the whole world knows, I guess. But
but I mean, that really illustrates how important local government is. As much time and energy as we spend fretting about what's going on at the federal level, not to minimize the importance of federal government, but holy cow, local government is where things get done that can really impact lives.
I have a nephew is about, he's about an eighth grader now, and he was asking me the other day, he said, you know, he was all in favor of Trump getting reelected. He was afraid that Biden now is going to change everything. And I sat down and I said, listen, I said, tomorrow morning when you get up, your mom and dad are still going to love you. You're still going to go to school. Nothing is going to change in your life. I don't care who the president of the United States is. There isn't anything that's going to change in your life. Down the road, mom and dad might pay some more taxes, or mom and dad might make a better investment, whatever it is. But your life is not going to change because you don't live in Washington. You don't live there. You live in Clay Township. You live in Port Huron, and your life isn't going to change.
Yep, absolutely.
You're right, Paul, that is, you know, the local piece is so important to most people.
Well, I got to say, you know, thank you for all you've done in the last 10 years on the county board. And you know, I know it's time to move off the board, but anytime that anything comes up downriver, you want to chime in, we'd certainly love to hear from you. And if nothing else, maybe I'll see you down there at the Pickerel Festival next summer.
That sounds great, Paul. I appreciate everything and the friendship that we have going. Thanks for everything you've done. And thank you for the, I don't want to say leadership, but the way you deal with the Board of Commissioners and everything we do, you've always given us a kind of a positive spin. The questions you ask are the good questions that allow us to say the good things.
Well,
we appreciate that.
I don't mind asking the tough questions when tough questions are required. I'm always happy to give you the platform to talk about what's going on with county government because it is so important.
Good. Appreciate it very much, Paul. Thank you. And again, have a great happy birthday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.